COVID-19 rates have risen steadily in Indiana since September, with the 7-day positivity rate climbing past 13% for the first time since April. A listener suggests while there are more cases, there are relatively fewer deaths, and asks our City Limits series, have doctors found more effective ways of treating patients? WFIU's Benta Boutier reports.
On Monday, the state reported 5,700 new COVID-19 cases and 42 new deaths. Compare that to 604 new positive cases and 50 deaths one day near the end of April, and it does sound like Indiana has managed to get a handle on treating severe COVID-19 illness. Dr. Tom Hersmalis is an infectious disease specialist with IU Health Bloomington Hospital. He says more is known about how to effectively treat COVID-19. Doctors now treat people using steroids earlier and antiviral drugs like remdesivir to improve recovery time.
We just understand the disease and the illness better than we did back in March and April.
He says these methods work best for someone who is otherwise healthy. They won't be as effective for someone older or vulnerable because of a pre-existing medical condition. November was Indiana's deadliest month yet for COVID-19. Nearly 1,400 people died of the virus, 400 more deaths than in April. An average of about 60 Hoosiers are dying per day of COVID-19-related illness now, compared to 40 per day in April. Hersmalis says the deaths per diagnosed case of COVID-19 sits at about 1.5% in Indiana. That number is a bit high because it doesn't account for people who had the virus but were never diagnosed.
Even if you say the number is half of that or a fraction of that, it's still a huge number. When people tell me, oh, the death rate is less than 1%, I said, that's a huge number. If the United States has, 325 million people, and if 200 million people become infected and the death rate's 1%, I mean, that's 2 million people. If the death rate's a half of 1%, that's still a million people.
Hersmalis says he expects to see an increase in COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths toward the new year. This prediction is based off Indiana hitting a new record high last week for the most COVID-19 cases confirmed in a single day, surpassing 8,000.
As the cases go up, the hospitalizations will go up, and as the hospitalizations go up, well, the death rates will go up.
Case increases and hospitalization spikes typically happen around 2 weeks apart. But death rates will be more drawn out.
Many people will be in the hospital for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or longer as they struggle, and those people are at risk of dying.
He says as COVID-19 hospitalizations start to reflect rate increases that happened after Thanksgiving, more strain will be put on hospitals. Dr. Babar Khan is a research scientist with the Regenstrief Institute in Indianapolis and a pulmonary critical care physician at Eskenazi Hospital. He says hospitals are already stressed.
The numbers of hospitalization have started increasing by mid-November, and they are still rising. Today, we have more COVID-19 ICU patients than non-COVID-19 ICU patients in the state of Indiana.
Khan says the biggest stress is with doctors, staff, and available ICU beds.
A majority of the health systems are working at capacity or over capacity. So my message is going to be that the system is under stress, actually. And I don't think that there is much leeway now.
Brian Dixon is the Director of Public Health Informatics at the Regenstrief Institute. He attributes the recent increase in cases in part to people not wearing masks and fatigue with physical distancing. He says cases began to rise when Indiana moved into stage 5 of reopening.
Marion County and some other local jurisdictions kept some of their restrictions in place, and those areas initially were not as hit hard by the second wave as other parts of the state.
Hersmalis says he's noticed COVID fatigue with some of his patients.
I hear the same thing. When will this end? We want this to be over. We'd like to get back our lives to normal. There's no disagreement there. We're just not there yet.
Hersmalis Khan and Dixon urge Hoosiers to stay home for the holidays. For WFIU News, I'm Benta Boutier.